Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we continue our discussion today on what to do if you feel like your life is starting to head in the wrong direction. And today I want to talk about how you might eliminate some bad habits. Now, I have an old friend from college named Lance, and Lance was an interesting guy. Lance would, in high school, would go out with his friends. He would come in at his curfew, say goodnight to his parents, and then once his parents fell asleep, he would sneak back out. He'd open his window, jump out his window, get back in his car, and go out again. And his parents never came to him and said anything about it, but one Sunday morning after he had snuck out that Saturday, he noticed that there were rose bushes underneath his window. And the long and short of it was is he was no longer able to climb out his window after that. And he never did it again. It just took care of the problem. So it's interesting because, you know, when we talk about eliminating bad habits, if you take away the possibility for that habit to occur, then you've essentially solved the problem. And also, all we're looking at is creating a situation that prevents you from engaging in the bad habit. So let's assume you eat junk food and you love to eat potato chips and Doritos and things like that. But you're really trying not to eat that stuff. Well, here's a real simple solution. Don't bring it in your house. Don't go to the supermarket and buy it. So if it happens when you're out and you've got a weak spot, at least you're only having it when you're out. You're not eating it when you're in the house. But if it's in front of you, of course you're going to indulge because that's how we do things. So that's an easy solution. You know, if you go out drinking and when you're at a bar, you like to have a cigarette and you really don't want to smoke cigarettes, take yourself out of that situation. Go to a bar that won't allow you to smoke cigarettes or just don't go to the bar at all so that you don't have the temptation. If you remove the temptation, then you remove the bad habit. It comes down to discipline. You have the control. So stop making excuses. Exercise the control. You can be a victim and you can just take what comes and you can fall victim to what happens and not get out of the mode that you want to get out of. Or you can realize that you have the responsibility and you take control to move your life the way you want it to move. And simply eliminate the habit. If you get creative, the answer will present itself for you. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator on a daily basis, I would ask that you subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving toward your desired goals. And I would just ask that you give me the opportunity to be that person for you by committing to joining me for a few minutes a day. Pipe it through your ears when you're in the gym, when you're exercising, when you're on your way to work, but just get here every day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to continue with our theme of what to do when you're headed in the wrong direction. And we're going to talk about funneling your energy into giving of yourself and focusing on others when you end up in a tough situation. Remember for today, if you really want to eliminate a bad habit, take away the possibility that it can occur.